Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
New England Nightly News.
All right, we'll start with what might be the last Karen Reed update for a while here. She was found not guilty of the two big counts, murder two and vehicular manslaughter. And walked out of Dedham District Court, whatever the court is. She walked out of that courthouse a free woman, convicted of the OUI, first-time offender, going to get probation, not going to see any jail time. Her supporters, of course, overjoyed. The O'Keefe family and the people who believe that she did it are very upset about it. I saw a lot of people and heard from a lot of people around Dedham. And the Canton area, who I knew were going into this. And I feel like most of the people who knew him that I've heard from, some directly and some just, on TV and in the documentaries and stuff like that, almost everybody from his camp thought that she did it. And everybody in the family thought she did it. And that doesn't mean anything. That doesn't mean you get convicted because the family thought you did it. But, like, they were very starkly on the other side of that. Like, they believed that she was that she actually did it, and they believed that the whole way through. And they, didn't think that the conspiracy was there, whatever. But, like, that's the part. And when I said this last night and I was talking about the people tailgating at the trial and all that, it's a free country. You can do what you want. But I did have the family in mind saying those things. And I know that the family has been attacked by these people. And I think that that's, really distasteful. But in the end, they're the ones who don't have their family member. And it's not just him, it was the sister too. And it's just, for a family that's gone through all that, this seems cruel to it's not cruel to have her walk. That's the justice system. And listen, whether you agree with this or not, justice was served here. Justice was absolutely served here. Even if you think she 100% was guilty, that was a jury of her peers, and they did not convict her. So, I mean, that's, you may have your problems with the judicial system here in this country, but I think it's the best in the world. I mean, I really do. I think we have the best system in the world the way we do it. And, that was justice. That was justice, whether you agree with it or not. Same with every other high-profile trial that had an outcome you didn't like or did like, whatever, Kyle Rittenhouse or OJ or whoever. I mean, it's, like whenever there's the Menendez brothers, whenever there's one of these big trials, it becomes like sports kind of. There's two sides. There's teams. And I just, I tried not to treat it like that. I tried not to discuss it like that because I just don't, especially considering there's a family still who lives around here and still has to go live their lives every day without their son and without their daughter. It's just that, I think that Karen Reed's family and all of that should be thrilled. They really should. And whatever was going to happen here wasn't going to bring the guy back. But I just, the cheering and the tailgating and all of that with the grieving family right there, I don't know. That never really sat right with me. But it's over now, and that's all that matters. And now the other side's trying to get their words out. In particular, Michael Proctor, the former Mass State Police investigator who got fired and who was not part of the second trial. And I think that's a big reason why she was found not guilty on all those counts, because the first jury was 9-3 for guilty on manslaughter. And this one was 0 for guilty on manslaughter. And I think the fact that the lead investigator didn't testify and couldn't be brought in to testify, the prosecution couldn't bring him in. He was a ruined witness. And the defense didn't need to. They could just talk about him. So they didn't need to actually have him in there as a hostile witness saying whatever he wants. So they got left out of the trial, and now he's trying to maybe rehab his image a little bit. And I don't think this was a good idea for him. I don't think it was a good idea for him to go. I think he went on Dateline last night and tried to explain himself. And I think that was a mistake. It wasn't Dateline. It was 2020. I thought it was a mistake for Reed to do all those interviews. I don't think any of those really helped her that much. I think other things did, but I thought those were probably the strongest part of the prosecution's case when they showed those videos of her talking about, I didn't say I hit him, but, you know, it ended up not making a difference. I think this is a bad idea for Proctor, but I will say, I've heard rumors now that Proctor may get his job back once the dust settles on all this. So I'm not really sure what he's doing these interviews for. I don't think this is anything that's going to help rehab his image or anything like that. His reputation, I mean, you know, this is way too high profile of a case. And now if you were on the John O'Keefe side and believe that Karen Reed did it, now Proctor has no friends because obviously the free Karen Reed people already hate him. And now the Karen Reed did it people are mad at him because he tanked the case. You know, like that's sort of where he is right now. So I'm surprised that he's talking. I would have thought that he'd just keep quiet and keep his head down and try and get another job somewhere, or try and get his job back, whatever it is, and keep a low profile. But now he's out there doing interviews. Very, very strange. I think that's a strange update to hear from him at this point. But anyways.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The other piece of news that I wanted to tell you about has nothing to do with Karen Reed and everything to do with the fact that it is hot as balls out there. I was outside for 5 minutes today and I sweated my man boobs off. They're gone. I know. Isn't it great? I've been meaning to get rid of them and I sweated them off today. And that's not all. Beaches around Massachusetts are closing. More than a dozen beaches in Massachusetts closed today due to bacteria concerns as the feel-like temperature gets close to 100 degrees. That's what it felt like today. It felt like it was about 100 degrees today when I went outside, and it's because of the humidity. The humidity is the worst it's ever been right now with these very high dew points and so forth. I'm not going to get into the meteorology of it because who cares? Just letting you know it's very, very hot. And they got to monitor the water quality when it gets hot like that. But I didn't think we were at the point already where we're shutting down the beaches. Doesn't it take a while for bacteria to get made? Doesn't it take like at least a couple of weeks? Like it just got hot and they're shutting the beaches down already?
So I think I have an idea of why they're shutting them down. So I live down the street from a beach where I am in the North Shore.
Brag.
Yeah, sick brag. And they have to shut down the beach because of the overflow rain. So sometimes it will rain so hard that the street will flood and the drainage system leads out to that specific part of the beach.
Got
so
it.
If there's a big rain event, anything like that, it seeps into the ocean water and the town usually has to put up like, don't swim for 48, 72 hours because of this overflow rain. And I'm guessing these towns went through the same thing because it rained for 13 straight Saturdays or something like that.
It did. It was ridiculous. And it goes from raining every weekend to now, like, impossibly hot. These are the beaches that are closed, and this may, there may be more. But you had, let's see, you had Constitution Beach in Boston, Walden Pond in Concord, Short Beach in Revere, Collins Cove in Salem, Juniper Point, Peckham Pond in Saugus, Pearl Hill Pond Beach in Townsend, Crow Hill Pond Beach in Westminster, Donovan's in Winthrop. All these beaches getting closed down on the hottest day. Today was a good beach day, I would think. And if you ever been to the beach when, like, I was in Florida once, brag, and it was in the summer, which is not when you're supposed to go there. And we went to the beach, and I went in the water, and it was like bathwater. It was, I don't think it cooled me off really at all. And that's when I was like, maybe the planet is getting a little hotter. maybe there's something to this. I've never, ever experienced that before. I've never been in ocean water that did not cool me off. You do it on the East Coast beaches and you're freezing no matter what time of year it is. It's always cold. But in other places, it is not like that.
I mean, there's been a couple of beaches I've been to where it has been like bathwater, and some people like that. They don't want to dip right in and go freezing cold, even though they might be extremely hot.
Yeah, it's true. I'm a lake guy. I like the lake more than the ocean. I've always been, ever since I was a little kid, always been a lake guy.
That's got a shot for more bacteria than the ocean.
That's true. I mean, you're right about that. But listen, what do you want from me? We go up to the Lakes region up in New Hampshire, which I think is really God's country. And Greg Hill Show is going up there. They're going up to the Nazwa, and they're going to Alton Bay. And I think the show is going to be in Alton Bay at, I forget what the name of the place is, the Dive, I want to say. And at the Nazwa, which is in Paugus Bay up in Laconia, they're going to be there the night before. And I'm going to try and be up there at the same time as them because I love it up there. I do. That's my home away from home. I still have a bunch of friends who live up there. Got my old haunts I like to hang out at when I'm up there. I'm going to be going up there this weekend, I think. So it should be a lot of fun. Anyway, that's what's going on in the New England.
Just avoid the water.
I mean, if it stays like this, I'm not going to avoid the water. I will roll the dice with my gastrointestinal constitution. If I'm hot enough, I'm going in the water. I don't care. Let's go to Ron in Medford. He has a thought on Karen Reed. Go ahead, Ron.
How you doing, Christian?
What's up, Ron?
I tell you right now, the reason why this trial was lost by the prosecution was because she had as many supporters as she had out there because this thing was televised. Hmm. And when you watch Jen McCabe and her falsehoods, and never once would ever just admit that she wasn't telling the truth. FBI's gone 10 minutes. Did you call anybody? And they'll ask you 50 times. All of a sudden, she talks to her husband who's in law enforcement who says, look, you got to tell them the truth. It's a federal crime to lie to them. You got the other cop where John O'Keefe's body was found. He's got a German Shepherd police dog, him and his wife. Jen McCabe calls inside. You got sirens, an ambulance coming there with the lights going. And they didn't hear nothing. They didn't see nothing. The marks all over that poor guy O'Keefe's body. No way that came from a car. I mean,
yeah, well, Ron, listen, Ron.
After 13 years.
No. I know all the details, Ron, and you're right about that. And thanks for the call. I'll just say this. All of those details were the same in the first trial. All those details were exactly the same in the first trial, and nine of those jurors said that she hit him. So, you know, like there was a difference. But maybe it was the jurors were just different. It could be as simple as that. But I do think that the way the case was presented had a big, big impact on the fact that Proctor didn't testify and that the defense ditched the conspiracy theory. I think that really helped them. They just pointed at reasonable doubt. Here's all the things that don't make sense. Here's all the ways that the cops screwed up the investigation. Here's all the reasonable doubt. And they had this big visual image of it in the closing statements, which I didn't see. You didn't see that on TV. But all the people who were in the courtroom reporting on it said it was really effective, and I'm sure it was. I thought the defense team did a tremendous job. But all those details, all the stuff about the dog and the Alberts and the house and all that stuff, that was all facts that the jury heard in the first trial, and nine of them still said she did it. So you have to sort of look at what was different. And the lawyers were different, the message was different, the presentation was different, but I think the main things that led to this verdict were no Michael Proctor and the fact that they didn't really make it an either-or situation at the end. The defense didn't say, okay, well, this didn't happen because this happened, and you have to believe this thing.
And if you don't believe this thing, well, then I guess you believe that she did it. Instead of doing that, they just pointed to all the problems. And there were so many of them. I mean, you're right. There were so many problems with the investigation, with the cops, and with everything else, that that's what I think led to this verdict. That's just my take on it. Anyways, that's probably the last Karen Reed update we'll have for a while. I know there might be some civil trials. I guess we'll talk about them if those come up and there's anything newsworthy there. But I think we're probably ready to close the book on all of this until the next piece of news comes up about it, and then I'll probably talk about it again.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.